www.thebigfootsports.com.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. If you received a secret letter, a secret order from the federal government ordering you to give the NSA, let's say, or the FBI, or U.S. Attorney's Office, whoever, access to your business, to all of your files, all of your encrypted communications. In this case, it's LavaBit.com. The owner was approached. If you were approached, as this owner was, and given this threatening order that says, you will do as we say, or you may be held in contempt, what would you do? Would you go ahead and give up the privacy of your, about 500,000 users in this particular case? Would you quietly allow the NSA or the FBI secret access to all of your users while at the same time your front page of your website, the whole purpose of the website is to offer an encrypted email service for people where you would still be operating your business day to day and you would still be selling people this, you know, this package. Hey, come to LavaBit.com. You'll get free email. Or not, you know, there is a free email, a free tier, but you also pay for encrypted tier as well of service. You can have encrypted email communications. We'll keep your email safe from prying eyes. And then all the while, the FBI and the NSA or whatever other federal agency has a backdoor access. That's what the founder of LavaBit.com was told to do by a court, what may have been a national security letter or a court order, says this article from NBC News. That's what he was told to do, and he didn't do that. He instead shut his business down. He shuttered it. There's a message, if you go to LavaBit.com, from the founder explaining the difficult decision that he had to make. Did he want to become complicit in crimes against the American people? Or did he want to shut his business down? But I don't think he realized that shutting his business down may actually have been a violation of the court order as well, and he may be facing contempt charges soon.
So you asked what I would do, anybody who's listening.
Yes.
I wouldn't have started this and lived in the United States.
Mm.
So I believe the United States is, on paper, one of the freest places in the world. However, the fact is that many of these governments around the world don't have time, money, or the efficiency, because so many of them are so corrupt they just don't have a lot of efficiency, to go after the individual. That the individual can be freer. This guy's in Texas, a few hundred miles into Mexico, across the border, a few hundred miles away from Dallas into Mexico, across the border, and run his business than he was running it from the United States. If there's going to be some kind of policing work done on the somebody who's doing work on the internet, it's probably going to be done by one of the Western governments, and the United States is probably going to be behind it, or the United States is going to be doing it. It's probably not going to be Mexico or Central American countries or things like that.
He does recommend in his post on his website at the very end that the experience has taught him one important lesson. And that he would strongly recommend against anyone trusting their private data to a company with physical ties to the United States. Because they can put the pressure on. They can threaten your freedom, and you can't even talk about it. That's one of the most important parts about this story. He can't reveal the contents of the letter. He can't reveal the contents of this order from whatever secret court that it was. I mean, look, just the idea that there are secret courts in the United States should be just anathema to the concept of this free, supposedly free country.
Right, and this is what occurred about the time of the American Revolution during the Enlightenment period in the King's England. They had these things called star chambers.
Mm.
The king didn't like some of the court rulings from English common law, didn't like that stuff. So star chambers were created and, secret courts run by the king and secret courts and the whole deal. So, I don't know. We're seeing this thing sort of play out again. If an organization has a sufficient amount of secrets, they're doing a sufficiently bad amount of stuff. I think that secrets are necessary to some extent, to do business and operate. But the amount of secrets the United States government...
This isn't supposed to be a private business. This is supposed to be a public government that's so, not supposed to be opaque. It's supposed to be transparent.
I agree with you. If this government fought a just war, and throughout human history, there are wars that are more or less just than others. So if this government was fighting a just war, during wars you need to keep secrets. The fact is, this government has been at war with someone or another for, like, by the looks of it, over a century.
So does that justify all the secrecy then?
It does if you believe that any of those wars were just.
Mm.
I think that the most just of those wars that you're looking at are probably World War II. That's the one that people refer to in their lifetime, and it's certainly been built up. I would say that World War II wouldn't have existed without World War I.
So there are
that's an important aspect, and few people call World War I just.
So from that perspective, then, there are plenty of people who believe the war on terror is a just war, and so therefore they would support this man turning snitch on all of his customers.
There are plenty of people that would support.
You're not one of those people.
No, I'm not. I think the war on terror actually creates terror. Terrorism, and you know, it's what the terrorists point out, that occupying troops in the Middle East is one of the reasons for the 9/11 attacks.
What would you do in this man's position, and do you support him being prosecuted for refusing to follow the court order in this case? 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This guy's a hero. I mean, if you think about the position he was put in, you will do as we say, or else we will hurt you. And then you can continue running your business, and quietly you will be our partner, and you will be feeding information to us about all of your customers who think they have truly encrypted private communications. Or you can shut down your entire business that you've spent the last about decade of your life building to the point where you have almost 500,000 customers, and you know he's running it from his apartment, so probably not very much overhead, and you can just shut it all down. I mean, that's a huge choice.
It would take a great deal of faith in one's government and its shadowy spy agencies to say that everything they do is right. So therefore, they should have access to this this company that provides secrecy, privacy on the internet. Is the claim that no one should be able to have anything that is private from the government? That's what one would have to claim, and some people do claim that. Some people claim that, look, if you've got nothing to hide, then there's not a problem here. But the fact is, we've seen over and over again that the average person is breaking laws as the government sees it. The average person is breaking laws and felonies. There's a book out called Three Felonies a Day, claiming that the average American is breaking the law three times a day.
And they don't even know. Ben Wisner is a national security lawyer from the ACLU. He says that because the government has barred LavaBit from disclosing the nature of its demands, we still don't know what information the government is seeking or why it's seeking it. It's hard to have a debate about the reasonableness of the government's actions, or LavaBit's response for that matter, when we don't even know what we're debating. Levinson, the founder of LavaBit, said he started it 10 years ago to capitalize on public concerns about the Patriot Act, offering customers a paid service between $8 and $16 a year that would encrypt their emails in ways that would make it extremely difficult, if not impossible, for law enforcement agents to decipher. He said that until he shut down, his small company was generating about $100,000 in revenue annually, with about 10,000 users paying for the encryption service. One who appears to have been a customer was Edward Snowden. When the ex-NSA contractor invited human rights groups to a press conference at the Moscow airport on July 11th, his message was communicated from LavaBit.com's email address, edsnowden@LavaBit.com. Snowden himself told Glenn Greenwald of The Guardian last week that he found Levinson's decision to close rather than provide information to the government to be inspiring, and asked why other large companies such as Google or other larger, rather, companies such as Google aren't fighting for our interest in the same way that small businesses are. And that's a great question, because sometimes Google does. Sometimes they're on the right side of, you know, electronic information freedom, but not always. And it would be nice if they would be on the right side of it at all times, because they certainly can afford the attorneys that Mr. Levinson from LavaBit, working the business out of his apartment, can't afford.
if Google fights every time when it comes to the government, that they're going to become persona non grata. And Google may have a lot of money. They don't have as much as the federal government because the federal government can steal all it needs.
True, but that's not a reason to roll over. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Because Levinson's right. If more people were to stand up, more business owners were to refuse to cooperate with these thugs in the federal and state governments, then it would really make their lives a lot more difficult. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Share your thoughts on privacy or whatever's on your mind.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The This is Free Talk Live, and we are doing the live Saturday edition of the program. Here, as always, to take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got Skype. If you want to connect with us and sound really great, you can connect to username lrn.fm on Skype. You do have to send us a contact request. It will be approved, so just send that request along. We'll approve it, and then it'll be easy for you to connect from that point forward. LRN.FM, the username on Skype. Also, our toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI is 855-450-FREE. Your call's coming up.
I just read an article recently. 30% of Americans have heard about Bitcoin. Now, they don't necessarily know what Bitcoin is, but most of them know that it's a cryptocurrency, an online digital currency. But the fact is that all currencies are digital. The U.S. dollar is a digital currency, so that's not really that sort of a weird thing. But the Bitcoin is a step forward, a leap forward in the technology of currencies. I mean, really, what kind of technology leap has there been in the last few decades for the U.S. dollar? They put some little strips in it and made it a little more colorful, I guess, to stop counterfeiting, but not really any technological. Yeah. So the Bitcoin can't even be counterfeited. Not possible to counterfeit a Bitcoin. If you're interested in Bitcoins, the first thing you're going to need is a wallet. The best online wallet is blockchain.info. You go to blockchain.info, and you can get a Bitcoin wallet. There's actually several different types there, but I find it convenient to use their online wallet because it'll move between your cell phone, whether it's an Android or an iPhone, and the Internet. The same wallet you can access through both portals. Really great. It's also encrypted so that, you know, they don't even know how much, they don't have access to your account. They can't move your money in and out. Only you can because of encryption in the browser. Only you can move money in and out of your account. The NSA can't. The FBI can't. Just you. And that's the real value of a Bitcoin wallet account, because you, the account holder, have control. Do you think somebody can move money in and out of your bank account without your authorization?
You're damn right they can.
You're darn right, because if you don't think somebody can move money in and out of your bank account, the government, the bank, if you don't think they can, you are a fool. So there you go. Blockchain.info.
Go to blockchain.info.
Don't be a fool. All right. What? If you don't think anybody can mess with your account, you are a fool. You're not going to listen to the advice to get a blockchain account anyway.
Let's go to the phones here. To the fun, LavaBit.com's owner shut down his business, his encrypted email service, rather than be a tool of the federal government's intrusive spying. And I'm wondering, you know, what do you think about that? Let's go to Steve, listening in South Carolina to WRNN. Hey, Steve.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey. It's like I was saying, I was a LavaBit user. I used their service for quite a few years. And the main thing that I'm trying to understand is I was reading somewhere today that someone is trying to say that in some of the documents or whatever that haven't been released, but they're speculating that a lot of the ways that they're getting this court order to him is they're saying that he's destroying evidence by closing up shop and all that. And I come from a technical standpoint, and the way that the email encryption works is even the owner can't access your email. If he wanted to get into your email, he couldn't even see it. It's only you, the way that the encryption is set up. So if he closes up shop and deletes, you know, all the information on the servers and, you know, closes the servers and everything else, and they're trying to say, oh, you know, they might say he's trying to destroy evidence or whatever. Technically, if the way the emails are encrypted, they don't even exist. So there's really no evidence for him to destroy. Even he couldn't access that.
If that's true, why would he shut down the business?
Yeah, I mean, they want a back door. He can't even make a back door then.
Well, that's what you're saying.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He couldn't make a back door the way that it's currently set up. In order for him to make a back door, the encryption algorithms would all have to be changed to be able to let the NSA or whoever to go into it.
But he could do that, right?
He could have done that, yes, if he wanted to comply with the order. But shutting down the business was the right thing to do if from a moral standpoint, that's
just a point. Just a point of clarification. If he changed the encryption algorithms, would that make it so he or so the FBI would be able to get access to only emails from that point forward under the new algorithm, or would it give them access to the whole database?
That seems obvious.
Well, it depends. Like I said, you probably have to change them, which means if you change an encryption algorithm, anything with the old encryption, you're not going to be able to see. Once something's encrypted one way and made to be not seen, you can't get there. There's no way to get it.
Right.
So you would have to change all the algorithms to let the NSA in, and A, that would be a headache, cost a lot of money, and against his morals, so he just decided to shut down.
Right.
Now, what if they tell him to go do this? Usually, encryption techniques seem to be open source, so the people like you can look at the code and say, "Whoa, this is not encrypted." I mean, I don't know if LavaBit was open source, but if it wasn't, then I guess you just had to trust this guy, right?
Well, yeah, you pretty much had to trust them. From what I can remember when I was first looking at the service, a lot of things open source you can't really charge for. That kind of goes against the point of open source.
Okay.
So I'm sure he might have based it off of something like that, but he would have added his own, you know, special salt or a hash to the encryption to make it so, you know, not everybody can see it, and then just kept that a close secret, and then sold the service. Anything really open source, it's kind of walking on the line of, can I charge for this? Because you're basically charging for work that other people did.
Yeah.
If he wrote it from scratch, he's allowed to charge, you know, whatever. And that's usually what encryption services do, is they do their own kind of encryption. And like a lot of backup companies that you'll see, oh, we have government-grade encryption, blah, blah, blah. None of those are open source encryption. Those are specific encryptions that those software companies have made.
Now, it's still possible, by the way, even in a private sort of closed source environment, for those sources to be audited. So, for instance, Mark, if you were concerned about this as a potential customer and it was worth your money, or you know, maybe you got together with other potential customers who wanted to hire an auditor to come in and check the code, in theory, the guy, you know, given the potential to make some money, may be willing to say, yeah, you can come in and look at my code and then audit the code and make sure that it is encrypted and secure and that there's no back door. So in theory, one could have that sort of access if the business owner was agreeable to it.
Yes, that is true. You know, they can do that, but that's why... like I was saying, when I was first looking at the service, one of the main reasons for why I signed up for the LavaBit and I was a paying user was mainly because of the way it was encrypted and, you know, how we explained everything was done. And like I said, the way it was encrypted, there's really no data for someone to look at. It's just all encrypted information that, you know, it's just basically garbage files.
Interesting.
Except to you, the owner, you have the key to be able to decrypt that, and only you do.
It's interesting. I'm glad you called with that point of clarification on this, that had this guy gone ahead and done the bidding of the federal government in this case, that it really would have only put it at risk future emails of all the account holders. But even so, he still did the right thing, and he shut down the business, even though that was probably somewhat inconvenient for you as a user, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of other encryption services that are out there, and I mean, if you wanted to, I don't know where his servers were located, but technically, even though he's running a business out of Texas, if he would have had his servers in Ukraine, Sri Lanka, you know, Sweden, technically the government couldn't have even touched that. So
they wouldn't have been able to touch the servers, but they still could have ordered him to do things regarding them and, you know, turn him into their tool, which is basically what he refused to be. Thanks, Steve, for the call. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live in moments.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Femme and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the Ultimate Bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free to bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. All you have to do is go to freetalklive.com and get interactive on the various different features we have, including the webcam. You can go and watch and listen to the show, as well as chat with other Free Talk Live listeners, all for free at cam.freetalklive.com. Once again, that is cam.freetalklive.com.
LegalZoom.com offers common legal documents that people trust. More than a million people have trusted LegalZoom.com and LegalZoom.com for common legal documents. And they've got all kinds of them, whether you need to incorporate your business or create a will or a living trust. Look, if you've got a family, you need a will. I think that the majority, I believe that it's majority of people who have families die without a will, and this just leaves their loved ones in a terrible state. Like deed transfers, leases, copyrights, name changes, prenups, powers of attorney, pet protection, divorce, immigration, bankruptcy. That just names a few of the types of documents they have there at LegalZoom.com. And they're significantly less costly to you than, say, hiring an attorney. LegalZoom.com, $10 off your order. Use coupon code FTL to get that $10 at LegalZoom.com.
Fine idea. Let's go back to the phones and to the fun. The toll-free number is 855-453. We also have Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Dave is in California listening in Eureka to KGOE. Hey, Dave. Dave in California.
much appreciate you addressing this topic, and I appreciate those who are willing to shut their business down rather than be a part of it, and I appreciate those who are willing to blow the whistle and expose it. I think almost True. All of us, we want to believe our government is the good guys, that they're out there doing the right thing, and we want to pledge allegiance to the flag and say we're a part of spreading goodwill and democracy, but I think it's no longer that. We've got now a government that's gone very much corrupt on us, and we're needing to hear the reality that we're dealing with, and that's what's happening now. It's leaking out, and I hope more and more we're going to be learning. We have a government that is owned by big special interests that are not any longer representing the will of the people. And
did they ever?
I got to believe there's been times.
You have to believe, because otherwise it would be uncomfortable to not believe that, right? I mean, the reason why
Eisenhower pointed out the military-industrial complex in the 50s, this is Happy Days time, right? That one had to watch out for the military-industrial complex then. Smedley Butler talked about it prior to World War
100 years ago.
World War II. That's not quite 100, but prior to World War II, after mm-hmm. World War I.
Yep.
And you can look at throughout U.S. history and see where moneyed special interests seem to have a great deal of control. I mean, look, slavery existed because rich man plantation owners had a great deal of sway.
Yep.
Yeah, there was that. But, you know, there was that era, and you just spoke of it. There was Eisenhower, and before him, Kennedy, Truman, Roosevelt. There was an era, I think, when we had people in power that we're trying to represent the people and do the right thing by.
I think that's just. I think you just want to feel good about that time frame.
Maybe,
I don't think
maybe
there's any
he's maybe he's right, but I it. You know, one thing
Vietnam
that we
War, Korea. I mean, look, these things happened during that time
right,
frame.
Right, well, that's right. A different time, but you know, maybe I'm a little more convinced by what he said. The fact is, he said that because these people could say these things, that it showed that the government. It wasn't quite as corrupt as it is today. Maybe it's true, but one thing we do agree on is that it's corrupt today.
It Fair enough.
I think there was an error there. Kennedy, I think, felt he was actually president with the authority to act and was going to try to do the right thing. I think they had to say, no, then let us teach you a lesson the hard way. I think we've got to witness that in our lifetime.
It could be. This is one of the sort of great mysteries of the U.S. People attribute so much from the right and the left to the secrets that Kennedy might have kept, and we don't know because of what happened in 1963.
Dave, thank you for your call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think there's no doubt that the government is more corrupt now than it's ever been. I think that's probably true, but to suggest that there was some sort of golden age where government actually cared about what the people
wasn't corrupt, that is a I think that all he was saying was less corrupt. And, you know, maybe significantly less corrupt.
Okay. Maybe they were just better at covering it up because we didn't have an information age
right,
where
we
information
don't have,
could get out.
One of the difficulties is that we don't have news. We didn't have, news was some newspapers and
yeah.
It's different than it is today when you saw Hearst and how many papers he had and that kind of thing. Yeah, there was a great deal of power had inside the media. Now the average individual can start a blog and tell, you know, their story. The fact is many stories have been broken in the news in the last decade by bloggers. And journalists don't really want that information out, but it's the truth.
It's become easier, I think, to some extent to be a whistleblower. Because there are more media out there now, from which one has to choose as a potential whistleblower to release information toward. It's not just the big three TV news networks
right.
and, you know, the big old school newspapers that have been around forever. Now you really can go anywhere. You can easily go internationally, get your story out, as, of course, Ed Snowden did with Glenn Greenwald at The Guardian in the U.K., so, you know, it's a lot easier to do it that way than it might have been back during the Pentagon Papers years or, you know, years past. So information, I think, has resulted in more awareness of corruption that has always been there.
What you're going to see without whistleblowers is an increase in corruption and secrecy. Where secrecy is, corruption can flourish.
Sure.
So without whistleblowers, it increases the opportunity for efficiency in the area of keeping secrets and inefficiency in the area of corruption. To believe that this is not true is to believe that the people who work for the government are saints and angels. And as all you have to do is look at history to realize that's not true.
Matula is in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Matula, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, what's up? They're all saints and angels until they decide to whistleblow.
Right.
But, yeah. But, hey, bro, I called you guys a couple months ago and invited you. I know you couldn't make it out way on the other side of the country. But today, man, Hempfest was so cool, man. It was yesterday, today, and tomorrow. There's civil disobedience at its finest. You know what I mean? It was so much open carry. The SPD.
Open carry of marijuana, you mean?
Oh, of everything. Open carry guns, marijuana,
really?
Everything. Everything.
Wow.
Like, dude, I just left, okay? When I left, there was probably like 4,000 or 5,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
That little park is called Myrtle Edwards Park. It probably only holds probably maybe 10,000 people.
Where is this, in Seattle?
Yes, in Seattle.
Okay.
Myrtle Edwards Park. Civil disobedience at its finest.
So in Washington, so cool. the marijuana legalization that happened late last year, mm-hmm. is that
right.
Was it only to where you could legally smoke in your home, so therefore all these people smoking outdoors were in violation?
But see, that's the thing about it, though. I mean, yes, technically the law, yeah, that is true. But even mm-hmm. before last year, that's the cops always honored that. They never messed with us during Hempfest. You know what I mean?
So what you're saying is nothing has changed about Hempfest this year.
Nothing has changed. It's even cooler this year. There's a lot of people that are not hip to it because they don't actually go down to it because you never believe it, okay? It's hard. It's hard to believe.
Oh, I believe it. I've been to smokeouts with hundreds of people. Yeah, I mean, I don't need thousands of people to go out and smoke out in public. I'll do it with five.
You don't need five.
But... No, that's true too. But the
really
more,
cool,
you know,
man.
Yeah, we've done these things here in New Hampshire, and it's really a lot of fun to go out and just openly, brazenly violate stupid laws like cannabis prohibition, and especially when you got cops. As I imagine, there were cops there standing around watching.
They were directing traffic, but like I said, man, they
were handing
out Dorito bags. They were handing out Dorito
bags. Good for them.
We'll talk to you guys later, man.
Thanks, Matula. Glad you had fun out there and glad nobody got arrested. Appreciate the update. More coming up. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You want to talk about drug decrim encryption? We'll talk about anything. Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com. before another autumn arrives. Celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue-Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue-Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue-Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Whether you want to comment on the heroic businessman who shut down his entire operation rather than become a snitch, a dirty tool of the state, he put it all on the line, and maybe even more than he realized. The U.S. Attorney's Office is threatening the founder of LavaBit.com with contempt of court charges. They haven't yet brought those charges, but certainly if we hear more about it, we will keep you in the loop. You're welcome to comment on that, although Matula brought up decriminalization of cannabis. So you really can bring up what you want here at 855-450-FREE. Also, make sure you go to freetalklive.com to get interactive with Free Talk Live there. There are a variety of different ways in which you can do that, and one of them is our bulletin board system. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners there for free, of course. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones and to the fun. Coey in Virginia. I have no idea if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Coey? Coe in Virginia? Somebody in Virginia. Whoever
Joe,
it is.
Joe? Joe, yeah.
Yep, they messed that one up. They put in a K instead of a J. Anyway, what's
that's
on your mind?
Close on the keyboard.
Yeah, it is close on the keyboard. Go ahead.
All right, well, I just called to say I think that guy did the best he could with shutting this business down. I mean,
yeah, they really weren't very... There wasn't another good option. It was either you become a tool of the federal government or shut it down.
And the guy that talked while I was on the phone waiting about David, is it David that was talking about, I believe Kennedy tried to do a good job? But I believe tyranny's been around for centuries, probably from the first recorded history. You know, but I believe there are a few people that do want to do right. I don't know that Kennedy was one of them. But, you know, there's got to be somebody that's tried to do right. But I see tyranny way back in this country. You can look at the old Western films and before that. But,
absolutely.
You know,
even the initial presidents were little tyrants in their own ways.
Well, you take a look at George Washington. People hate to besmirch George Washington because he chose to leave office after 2 terms. He didn't have a political party, and you know he was a great general that brought this continent through one of perhaps the most just wars it had seen.
arguably. But he fought. He sent General Lighthorse Lee, to put down the Whiskey Rebellion. This guy had just fought a rebellion, and they had to deal with a couple of other rebellions that went on shortly after the Revolutionary War, and they put those down. So it's kind of interesting that it's okay. Our revolution's okay.
I think they are. Thomas Jefferson even thought they were. You know, he thought you needed to revolt every 20 years.
Every generation, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so, revolt is good. I'm telling you, things that are going on, Snowden shouldn't be looked at as somebody evil.
Yeah, the guy's a hero. Anybody willing to put their freedom on the line for other people's information, to know more, to have more transparency is a heroic thing. Joe, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
It's interesting how Snowden is far more accepted by the public than, say, Bradley Manning was and, Julian Assange and these kind of things.
Is that true?
What's that?
Have there been studies done to show that Snowden is more accepted than Bradley Manning?
Studies, polls. Polls show that Snowden is more, his form of whistleblowing is more accepted than what Bradley Manning's were.
Interesting. And I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I think that to some extent, people can say, yes, Bradley Manning released information that showed that the United States government broke its own laws, and even after he did it, they did not go after Hillary Clinton or the State Department or anybody to show that. They didn't do anything to rectify the collateral murder, the murders that went on in the collateral murder video. They didn't do any of that. Even though Bradley Manning broke his oath to the Constitution and the President or whatever, this military oath. By the way, I think that Bradley Manning made a military oath to the people of the United States foremost by making an oath to the Constitution, so therefore he stood for his oath by releasing that information. But that's my opinion, folks that stand by this oath thing that's so important to them. You know, Snowden didn't have the oath thing, so they can let that go. But yeah, it's about 50-50 in the United States as far as people that support Snowden and people that are against.
Let's go to, and now is that people that support him and are familiar with him already, or are they being informed about him by the polling company?
I don't know the answer to that.
Because if you call up the average American, many of them have never heard of Edward Snowden, I would imagine. So I'm wondering, you know, what group are we looking at there? In fact, there was a cop that I talked to downtown, actually more than one of them now.
They
had no idea.
Yeah.
Didn't know who Snowden was, didn't know who Brad Manning was. Just that, you know, that tuned out from, you know, what's going on. Let's go to Pat in Virginia, listening also to WNIS. Hey, Pat.
Hey, what's going on tonight?
Doing a radio show. What's on your mind?
Man, I got people out west on the west coast myself, born and raised about 6 miles south of Seattle. Man, they got fires all over California, man. I feel so bad for them people.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I thought it was Idaho that had the worst fires right now.
Yeah, they got them too. Idaho is real bad. I mean, I love that whole west side, man. And down where the kidnapped the lady was down there that they rescued. Man, all that area is so, man, isolated and stuff down there. Man, I hate to see that stuff going, man. But old Mother Nature takes its toll of them, man.
It's true, man. Living out in the woods is going to be a risky endeavor. Pat, I appreciate that, and thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
Some nut killed basically a family, a mother and a son, and then took the teenage daughter. It's so hard to pay attention to the crime stories when I've got to keep my eye on every other kind of story out there, but this is a big one. And then he sort of took her hiking, and then they finally caught him and got her released.
Wow. All right. So this was during all the fires, or I guess sounded like he was talking about a family
state,
that died
man.
With the fire. Okay. Well, anyway, fires bad. Yeah.
Fire bad,
and forests catch on fire. I mean, it's part of the natural way of things. It's part of the natural sort of clearing and seeding process.
What is it? Is a dangerous servant and a fearful master?
It is. Fire is. Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
So 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. Jared is listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Jared.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
I'm pretty sure everyone's doing this already, but one thing I want to say is you just keep on spreading the word about, you know, how what a scam the government is and the anarchist movement, because soon we won't be able to. We won't be able to have a free conversation and say what we believe, say the truth, without, you know, someone going and taking us into a black van, which they can pretty much already do now.
They could, but they haven't. What do you think it's going to look like? What is this crackdown on speech? Because it's difficult to predict the future, admittedly, and really the only freedom one has left in the United States is the freedom to complain about it. And I just, it's hard for me to imagine what the U.S. will look like without the freedom to complain.
I think we get more people, we'll keep meeting more and more people aware of what's going on, realizing that government is not legitimate, that it's a scam. It's a scam that you're forced to. It's worse than a scam because any street hustler tries to scam, you can walk away. The government is a scam that if you don't play the game, they kill you or they rob you.
Right, and with the street hustler, it's pretty obvious to people when you point out that that person's a scam artist, but with the government, when you try to point out that they're a criminal gang to some people, they've got such an allegiance to them, they've got such a connection in their mind that it's somehow not a gang, that it's somehow some sort of beneficial organization, that they revolt against the idea that the government it could be a danger. And they really, it's sad because it seems like the government has to target someone personally for their violence, for them to really have it hammered home what the government really is, which, of course, is a group of strange men and women forcing their way upon people.
The government doesn't have to be that. Governing people govern themselves all the time. Right. Organizations govern themselves all the time.
You mean the state?
The state, yeah. A hierarchical, top-down organization that purports to be democratic where we live, but the state is really just a model where a group of elites have always ruled over a group of the rest of us, mm-hmm. and the way they've gone about doing that has changed throughout history, but it's just the same thing over and over again.
But you can guarantee, absolutely. Jared, we're going to continue doing what we're doing here because somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. Ian's too crazy to stop.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Jared?
Well, you know, Adam Kokesh said right now is winning the hearts and minds. And we have them going through school, going through high school, going through college. The state has them. We need to speak the truth out there.
Good. Absolutely. If you want to win people's hearts and minds, brother, stop using the word anarchist.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. Jared, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Hour 3 is on the way. Live Saturday edition. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864 extension 1. That's 866-869-6864 extension 1 or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.